Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners from all around the world, this is You Station again. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. I am Bita here, and with me...
And I'm Zainab, her co-host.
Yeah, we are here again, our dear, dear home.
Yeah, and I have positive vibes coming from Bita right now.
Thank
as I'm
you.
Sitting next to her.
That's really nice for me to hear that. How are you doing, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Bita?
It goes well, you know, as usual, the exams and so on. Yeah, I'm just a bit tired. Yeah, it's so soon in the morning, but anyway. So, you know... You told me something really interesting that you get some interesting vibes from me and positive vibes. It's exactly the same when we visit some new people. And, you know, when you meet people, there is a kind of first impression
right. That
you get from them.
Right.
Do you agree with that? Or?
Of course I do.
Yeah, you know, because there are some people, they want to act really honest and they're like, no, we don't judge people at first sight. But it's not like that, you know. Everybody gets some kind of special vibe.
Right, exactly. I do get.
Oh, thank you for being so frank. So, what do you think are the reasons these vibes we get at first sight?
Well, I think maybe we find the people... let's talk about those if we get positive vibes.
Yeah.
Let's start with a positive one. I think we get positive vibes from people who we find like, you know, are kind of similar to us in one or the other way. Like they are having same kind of interests or values or kind of personality or some other traits. We feel kind of comfortable. It's some, you know, a different feeling of being in a comfort zone with
them. Similarities, of course, for sure, is something really... When you have something in common with other people, it feels like you are comfortable talking to them and so on. I do agree with what you're telling me, but sometimes I get the positive vibe from the people that I have no similarities at all with them.
Exactly.
So what do you think about these cases?
Exactly. I mean, talking about you yourself, I have not known you before, but I met you for the first time on radio, and... I was like, it was not that kind of, you know, the girls really don't get positive vibes always from other girls whom they don't know at the very first sight, but it was a different one. I was like some kind of personality sitting next to you, you know.
Thank you.
Maybe that was because of being kind or respectful, the way you were respectful or... You know, genuine kind of person sitting next to you. So it was like,
come on.
No, I'm not. I'm saying there are some things like, you know, you don't show, you can't show off, you know, kindness and respect all the time. That was like, you pick up, the other person picks up.
I get it.
These things, yeah.
And so let's have the negative sides too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because I think the most part and the most impression we get from other people is negative, mostly. Yeah, we have to tell that.
Especially when a girl sees another girl.
Yeah, exactly. When they are the same gender, it feels like there is a kind of guard towards each other.
Right.
And they want to show off everything and they want to be better and superior. And I think this is the first and underlying reason that we feel negative.
Right.
And, you know, let's get this negative part and go for a short break. Then we're going to come back.
Exactly. So stay tuned, dear listeners. We'll be back in a while.
You Station again. I'm Vita and Zainab here with me.
Yes, I'm Zainab with Vita, enjoying positive vibes from her. But we're talking about the negative vibes and first impression.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're talking about the first impression, especially the negative side of that,
right?
Which is mostly more common than the other part. And you know, I think there could be many, many things that will lead to your negative vibe from someone. The first thing is appearance, in my opinion. The most underlying reason of the vibe, the first vibe we get from other people, is their appearance, for
exactly.
sure. You know, sometimes, you know, there is some difference between you and the other people, especially girls, that they
right.
have different kinds of, I don't know, hijab and so on. And when you meet someone who is different,
rude, who is like, has kind of attitude or nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's kind of a presupposition or presumption that you have from other people by their appearance. I don't know whether it is true or not, but I think it has its own effects. You cannot ignore it. You cannot tell me that, no, appearance has nothing to do with
appearance
my personality.
Appearance has got a lot to do with it.
Exactly.
Appearance says a lot about the negative vibes because, yes, appearance in itself. Like even like if it's not just about the clothes, the smile you wear
yeah.
on your face, or
the body language
on you. Yeah, exactly. Your body language speaks a lot about your character, your personality, what kind of personality you are. And that exactly gives the energy, the vibes to the opposite person.
Exactly. And I think this body language really matters, especially eye contact.
Right.
At first impression and at first sight, the only thing that catch your attention is the eye contact that you are having with someone. And there are some people who are really shy and introvert.
Right.
And I think this people have some kind of negative vibe at first sight.
Exactly.
Do you agree with that? I don't know whether it is because they are introvert, they cannot show themselves
much. If you're the opposite, definitely you don't have the positive vibes. Because, like, see, if you're meeting an introvert person and you yourself are an extrovert,
yeah,
you are not comfortable.
Yeah.
You don't find yourself in a comfort zone. Like, you find that she's not my cup of tea.
So what if you are an introvert and you are visiting an introvert person? Again,
you have positive vibes, then maybe.
Maybe it's a bit complicated.
But mostly we have known that like pulls do repel. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe here again, but I think it's even also depends on the speech, you know, the communication you have. For example, if you find some person, that person is insecure or talks pessimistic things, you know, you kind of really don't get positive vibes from that person.
Yeah.
It's likely to get negative vibes from the person who's not an optimistic thinker.
So let's give a list of all these factors that we talked about up to here. You know, we talked about similarity, which is one of the most important reasons.
Right.
I don't know, appearance, being an extrovert or introvert. And also, there is another thing which I want to add to this list, which is self-confidence.
Exactly. I wanted to add that too.
Yeah. Self-confidence really, really matters in everyday communication.
Right.
And I think self-confident people have healthier communication with other people.
Exactly. The people who are optimistic, confident, enthusiastic, you do get those positive vibes from them. And if there's not, there's a difference.
So I think we're running out of time. We have to go for a break right now.
Right.
Stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, dear listeners, this is Youth Station at your service, and we're talking about something really controversial at the same time interesting. The first impression you get from other people. We counted some factors and features up to here, but let's make it more personal. Do you give a negative or positive vibe yourself? What
do you think? To myself?
Yeah, to other people at first
sight.
To
other people? Of course I might be giving, but I don't know to whom I give positives, to whom I give negatives.
So it depends, I think.
Right, exactly.
It depends on the people you are meeting. I mean, isn't something really internal and personal?
Well, I think I give, if I talk about negative vibes, I may give negative vibes to someone who does not have my kind of interest. I know they were my own cousins who made a group, a family group on the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And they didn't add me there. And once we were in a family and they were saying, hey, that joke was amazing in that particular group and all. I was like, which group?
Oh, my gosh.
And all these cousins of mine told me, you're not in that group? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we forgot.
Yeah.
And then I got to know that they don't want to add me because they don't want to get restricted. Because, like, they feel like she's elder sister. She'll be restricting us from don't do this, don't cross lines, teaching us discipline. So sometimes when you have kind of people, she will rule me, you don't have positive vibes and you don't want to be connected to them all the time.
Yeah, so. I get that. There's, you know, but I think even age here matters a lot, you know?
Exactly. So I just was telling you that I had this age difference with my cousins. They were all young and I was elder to them. And as an elder sister, I would
You are the role model. You're the role model and they have to obey you, so they don't want you there. This is sad. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm not... I think when you see, I don't know, so much older people, old women, men, it feels like they are so apart from you, you know?
Right.
You feel a kind of detachment from these persons. And also, there is this feeling that I don't want to be like them one day.
Right.
Being old is something that you cannot accept easily,
right.
You know? And because of that, I think there is this gap between the young generation, especially that we're talking in your station.
Exactly.
Yeah, there is this gap between these people. And because of that, the first impression we get from older people is always like that they are going to control us. They're going to tell us what to do, what not to do.
Exactly.
And this is going to lead to kind of negative
free,
vibe.
You want to live in your own world. You want to have your... You want to explore, basically.
I want to be a rebel.
Everyone you feel like is coming in my way to, you know, to stop me from exploring.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, and you mentioned something really interesting that I want to come up again with that idea, which was you told me when a girl met a girl for the first time, there is more of a negative vibe.
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
Experienced that.
Yeah, I have experienced it, but I don't know the main reason.
Well, I think there's always this, there could be this reason that I am better than her. And girls have always this kind of mentality that I want to be someone, I should be looking more attractive. I should be, I want to be someone who is easily picked up from the crowd. But if I am missed because of someone else, I can accept that.
Is it the same for men too, or... They're different.
Men are different, probably.
Oh, my gosh. You know, because they are carefree and easygoing, I think. They don't care about these details.
Exactly.
Yeah, that women just pay too much attention, I have to tell that, to these sort of things. And they are comfortable with each other. And I think because men don't pay attention to details so much, it's really easier for them not to give a vibe at the first sight.
So, I think... It differs from men to women, and also
We're not gonna generalize anything.
Exactly. This is... Also, I think from different cultures.
Yeah.
When you meet people from different cultures, when you meet people from different backgrounds, you may have maybe
this background is really important too.
Exactly. You may have that first vibe because of that particular background they come from. Or the particular culture they come from, not having, necessarily something with that person. But I think, this is not good to have a very negative vibe at the very first impression. You don't know the person exactly. It's okay to have vibes, but we can manage them, probably. Like, I think we should try to dwell in positive things. We should try to focus on the positives. We should, because when we are just looking for the negatives in the opposite person, we'll only get negative vibes. So rather than just focusing on them, I think we should shift our attention to the positives of that person, because every person has some good quality, right? For sure. So we should try to focus our attention on those positives so that we get, you know, a positive. We can also try to find that positive vibe from that person.
So to wrap the things up, we counted so many features for the first impression we get from other people. And, you know, I think there are many exceptions too. For example, you, dear listeners here, you, despite the fact that you're not present here at the studio, we get your beautiful positive vibe.
Exactly.
And it is helping us here. And it is our energy and inspiration for going on in this studio. So thank you for listening to us. I think it was all the time we had for today's episode.
Right. Until another session, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.